Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Dun. Cheers, Nancy.
Hello. Oh, we're cheering? Okay, cheers.
We can.
All right, well, you said
indeed,
cheers.
Indeed, why not? What's going on?
Well, I spent last evening seeing CMU's production of Much Ado About Nothing.
Very good. Was it
Philip Chomsky Theater?
To do about something?
There was much to do about some things. Okay. Yes, it was. It was a lovely production with some spectacular elements. Let me just say what those were first. It's directed by Anthony McKay, who had a new play produced at Point Park last year called Endless Lawn. And it's the set is designed by Allison Gondek, and the costumes are Jenny Otten. And those are two really amazing elements of the show. The set has this Moulin Rouge-ish sort of feel to it. It's red. It has the word Campari in big lit-up letters, sort of like a Hollywood sign, but lit up throughout. It has a giant woman's headless body statue, and a giant foot statue, which are used through the show.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away with that.
All right.
The costuming is, it's the setting is the 60s sort of in their costumes, and it's set in Italy, so there's a lot of beautiful fashions and lots of colors, very red and very Moulin Rouge red. And the set is like a three-tiered, three levels. There's the upper level, which is the balcony, when you see the moment in the balcony, and then the steps sort of come down in a diagonal, and then they come out and use them as entrances and exits, and then they come down one more level and they can go straight back, which is really cool. It's very visually engaging. The standout performers for me, the basic story, in case you don't know, Much Ado, is Beatrice and Benedict are in this battle of the wits, battle of the sexes. They both don't like each other, but then everybody plots to get them to be together. And then Leonardo, who is the father of, who's he the father of? A hero, sorry, and she falls in love with Claudio, who is, that's the other love interest, but she's shamed because someone manipulates a story that she has slept with another man before the wedding, and so it's deception and lies and shaming, and, you know, women can't have to be chaste, and not chaste, literally, chaste. Biblically, I guess, would be the definition.
C-H-A-S-T-E, not
right.
C-H-A-S-E-D.
Yeah. Right, yay. And so there's a lot of that back and forth, and there's some silly characters, but the five standout performances for me were, I really enjoyed Leonardo, who plays the father. He sort of reminded me of the Duke from Moulin Rouge, who's sort of foppish and funny and just hilarious. I enjoyed him. Of course, Beatrice and Benedict, who are played by Molly Griggs and Josh Grosso. And, Leonardo is Colin Whitney. And then the two sort of foppish characters, the constable and his assistant, who are Dog Barry, played by Adam Stern Rand, and Virgis, played by Clayton Barry. They are sort of, everything they say, they mean completely the opposite of what they're saying. They're completely insane, and they're hilarious. There's a lot of interesting music mixed in. There's a band sort of set up on stage And there's 60 songs sung at the end in the wedding scene, which is, you can't go wrong with Shake Your Tail Feather. You just can't go wrong with that in a production. And the sound is really wonderful, but in the costumes, I mean, I love the 60s, so when they all come out with their little 60s boots and sort of Twiggy, their inspirations for this were Twiggy, Gloria Steinem, Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs match, and Fellini. So
imagine being at that dinner party.
Right, like, can you imagine sitting in rehearsal going, what are we going to do with the Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs, / Gloria Steinem, / Fellini, / Twiggy aspect of the show? But so it was very interesting, definitely going all over the place with ideas, and a completely different version of Much Ado that I had seen. Very funny. Benedict is very funny. And in the end, you know, the meeting of two minds and the battle of the sexes is kind of fun to watch when they're both so articulate and devious. So I would have to say, overall, that it is an engaging and colorful battle of the sexes set in the 60s in Italy.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.